Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How about last night? Dramatics with the Tigers, dramatics with Thursday Night Football. The NFL is back, and we are back on a Friday. Good morning, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park. We have Gov and Greg behind the glass, and Greg is sporting a Lions jersey. We are in football mode. John, oh, yeah, with a Lions hat. Good morning.
Buckle up, buddy. Here we go.
Let's do it.
It is on. Last night was a great game in the NFL. We mentioned the Tigers. It was a great sports night, and it feels like now that college football is in full swing, the NFL is in full swing. We've got NFL last night. We've got NFL tonight. College football all day tomorrow, NFL all day Sunday, Monday night football. As long as you don't have DirecTV, you'll get to watch it. And it's going to be amazing.
We made it. Congrats. You made it to Friday. We made it to football season for real, where we have basically every night for the next, well, counting last night, five nights in a row of football. It's beautiful. Last night, by a toe, the Kansas City Chiefs start 1-0. John, takeaways from that game. We'll get to Parker Meadows, guys. I know that was a big grand slam last night. It was one of the cool moments you could have as a baseball player. But just start with the NFL.
My takeaway for Kansas or for Baltimore is, why did they go away from the read option? Like, that was in the first, I don't know, quarter and a half. And obviously they, you know, they go down and score their first touchdown. That to me is an absolute nightmare. With Lamar Jackson at quarterback, you say whatever you want about him as a passer, and we'll talk about some of the things that he missed in the fourth quarter, but as a runner from the quarterback position, and then Derrick Henry in the backfield, look out, that's a nightmare. Why'd they go away from it?
Well, it's like the AFC title game. They didn't run the ball enough.
I'd run that 15, 20 times a game.
You're right, especially now with Derrick Henry. And I know he looks like maybe he's lost a little bit of that extra gear, but he's still
so
a
give
freight
him the
train.
Extra, you still give, then you give him the extra advantage of, does he have the ball or does Lamar have the ball?
Right, and with Lamar, you're creating a lighter box because you have to account for him.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable.
John, how do you match up? Like, if you're a defensive coordinator, personnel packages, if you put jumbo sets, Lamar, who is a slim, trim version of himself, he ran for 100 yards. If you go light box to account for the speed, You go battering ram. Right. They can be a nightmare for defensive coordinators. But here's the problem. Still comes down to you got to make a throw from the pocket. And yep. Lamar had Zay Flowers wide open before the Isaiah likely catch. No catch. And yeah, he just missed him.
How about that? I mean, if he's got a half size smaller shoe, that's a touchdown. We're in overtime. It was that close.
Yeah.
Because they called it a touchdown on the field. Reviewed, obviously, he was, you know, black shoes. And I think somebody told him next time wear white shoes. You might not have been able to tell. It was that close. It
could have been one of those, well, inconclusive. But
yeah,
touchdown doesn't stand. It's overturned. Game over. Dramatic. You got what I thought was a great game, right? I mean, think about this from an NFL standpoint. It's why they do this. But you have the reigning champs kicking off at home, the team that played them in the AFC title game. Each team has some new faces offensively. Who scores the first touchdown for Baltimore? The new face, Derrick Henry. Who scores the first touchdown for Kansas City? It's Xavier Worthy. It was the ultimate coming out party, the best way to kick off the NFL season.
And this is why we say Lamar Jackson's really good. I can't put him in the great, even though he's won two MVPs. That's special. I'm not trying to deny that, but that's regular season Lamar. This is why he has not entered the great category, is because at the end of games when it matters most, and not against Carolina or any bottom, you know, cellar dweller in the NFL, it's against the best teams. You can't make the pass that means the most. And I mean, who does make the pass? Well, you have on the other side, Patrick Mahomes, the guy that always comes through in the clutch, or at least more times than not, he comes through. And then even when he's not got the ball in his hands, he's pushing his running back into the end zone, which I think is a little bit oversold, but he was there given the effort.
One of the first things you said to me today,
other than hello,
hey, good morning. What's going on? How you doing? Yeah.
How was the concert?
You brought up the kickoff rule.
Oh, it sucks. It doesn't do anything like it was supposed to do. In the entire game, we had two kick returns. Baltimore had no kick returns. And so what was the point?
We saw this coming. We had forecasted this in the preseason. We first got that initial batch of data where these coaches said, oh, most returns are out to the 30.
Out to the 29. It was like 29.1.
Yeah, whatever. So give or take a yard. Why would I give you a chance to return it if you're going to get... I'll take all the risk out of it and just give you the ball at the 30.
Yeah.
This rule was supposed to increase kick returns. I don't know that we're going to get any more. We'll get less is how it looks.
Well, and even on the ones that were kick returns, there was penalties.
Right.
And whether it's a holding penalty or... Last night, I don't think we saw the offsides or one of the, whether it's kick return, kick off, of the guys moving too quickly. We're going to see that a lot this weekend. It's going to be boring. It's going to be laborious. And it's just the way it's going to be.
If you made it to 35, you make it a little more interesting. If the touchback is at the 35, then we see a few more returns. I know... You got to be careful. You could do the 40, and we definitely see more kick returns. But the 40, I mean, you're first down and change away from a field goal in some instances. So you got to weigh that. 35 might be the adjustment because the rule changed.
Well, as long as it's not Justin Tucker, he's not been very good past 50 recently.
He showed that stat. He missed one last night from, I think, 53. It was 1 of 5 the year before from 50 plus.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a dramatic.
Retire.
Yeah, there you go. We got a dramatic finish in. The NFL season opener. We had a dramatic finish in the Tigers game. Parker Meadows, it's just something about this guy where he makes stuff happen. And by stuff, I mean a grand slam. That's the latest from him. John, that's one of the all-time cool moments, right? Your team's down 3. You got a 0 on the board. You represent the winning run. It's a full count. You got 2 strikes. It's 100 miles an hour. And
he brings the heater.
You punch that thing out of the ballpark.
Opposite field.
Oppo.
It's exciting. And here's where it's exciting. And we can keep doing the dance, and we will. How many they got to win? How many does Kansas City or Minnesota got to lose? We'll do the dance.
Yep.
But, I mean, going into the offseason, I think time and time again, they're showing you that add a bat, add a couple of arms because you sold at the deadline, and this team should be, whether it's a division winner, that might be a bit of a stretch. At a minimum next year, we should be talking about how many teams are chasing the Tigers for that wild card spot.
Yeah, I mean, they should
be forcing ownership's hands. It's forcing Scott Harris's hands. The more times that's what excites me about this. It's fun. It's a novelty because it hasn't happened in so long that they're actually in the discussion. They're on the graphic. But I don't, with five back, with 21 games left, that to me seems, it's not mathematically limited. It's more than Mount Everest.
Yeah, it's quite the uphill climb. I do think last night you avoided putting nails in the coffin.
The first one went in the other, 2 days ago when they had a 5-run lead yeah. And then they lost.
But if you had strung together, you blow the 5-run lead and then you get shut out the very next day and you're 6 back and you go, okay, any outside chance of this is fleeting, and it would have felt like you were pronounced dead right as football season started.
Yeah.
Instead, the season, at least temporarily, still on life support, still breathing, right. There's still a pulse and a heartbeat, and you give Parker Meadows credit for that.
Well, certainly you do.
John, you know his updated record? 39-22 in games Parker Meadows plays for the Tigers.
So they're 1-0 in the stat that we said they had to go yesterday. That's 17-5. They're 1-0 on pace for that 17-5.
We set that bar high, though, I
sure.
think.
Sure.
Because,
in terms, that's 87 wins. And 85, 86 might do it. So, look, I think they saved their season last night because they got back the game they lost on Wednesday. They should have won Wednesday and lost last night, you know. But you can't get swept when you're trying to make up ground like this. So now you get Oakland and Colorado. I think you got to win 5 of 6.
I agree with that.
And other things will take care of themselves. The Royals are playing the Twins. Ideally, the Twins would sweep them and bring Kansas City closer to you.
Yep.
And then you get to play the Royals in a couple weeks. But right. I think if they went 5-1 in this stretch, that they could possibly be within 3 games this time next week.
Well,
that's what we always ask for.
Yep. They have to be. I think they have to be 5-1 in this 6-game stretch because they've got a 9-game stretch after that. I referenced Mount Everest. Like, the skies are darkening, and you've got 3 weeks to make the summit, and you've got a 9-game stretch where you play 3 against Baltimore at home. 3 on the road against Kansas City, which we're talking about. If you're within 3, at least you have a hand, to directly affect who you are competing with, and then you're 3 on the road against Baltimore. That's a 9-game stretch. That is an absolute bitch.
And a discussion next week, potentially. Let's say they're 4-1. Scoobles pitching tonight. On rest, he would be pitching next Thursday, but AJ's been extending him. But also, the fun conversations of a pennant race are, would you kick Scooble back to Baltimore Friday? You get a full week off, but you're increasing the odds of winning games if you put Scooble versus Baltimore. These are the fun conversations you have when a team's in a playoff. Right.
Again, get within 3. We keep saying it. At last night, a win. Dramatic win. Needed the win. Greg, can we hear that Parker Meadows call again after coming up next? I want to play that again for people because Dan Dickerson, you can even hear him kind of rear back his head and give you one of those great Dan Dickerson calls, a grand slam trailing in the ninth. We'll play that again for people. We have the picks coming up today at 6:35 where Heather Park leads. Can she keep it up? We've got
a long season.
Long season.
The pressure's on.
After 1 week, I feel no pressure. I feel no pressure.
We have Lions tickets to give away in the 7 o'clock hour. That's Lions tickets to the Sunday night game against the Rams. Be listening in the 7 o'clock hour for your chance to win. It's 97-1. We're all smiling after that grand slam yesterday. Speaking of smiles, life gets busy. Sometimes you don't get to the dentist. Let's change that. It's no judgment. Brightside Dental, if you haven't been in a minute, they are not going to judge you. These aren't the dentists that are going to give you a hard time because maybe you don't floss twice a day. They're approachable professionals. They want to work with you, and they want to bring you the highest quality of care. There's no better example than this than if you have a dental emergency, they'll get you in the same day. Brightside Dental has 8 offices in Metro Detroit, $35 new patient special that covers a free exam and x-rays to kick off your dental journey. Here's the number, 1-800-PAINLESS, or you want to go online, brightsidedental.com. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
How great is that?
Yeah, I got to fill the lungs.
He did.
Gone!
Parker Meadows. He's always making stuff happen. And he hit a grand slam. Team was being shut out down to their final strike, season on its last legs. And Parker Meadows hits a grand slam. You want some context, John? Prior to that blast, the last Tiger go-ahead grand slam with two strikes and two outs in the ninth? Alan Trammell, 1988.
Oh.
You want to get more specific. In MLB history, only two players have come to the plate on the road with their team down three and out away from being shut out and hit a grand slam to win the game.
There's a lot of qualifiers in there.
Yeah, that's baseball staff.
Wow.
One was Parker Meadows in that very specific scenario last night.
Uh-huh.
The other one was Ted Williams in 1955.
Oh. Were they both chewing bubble gum at the same time, parted their hair on the same side, and had their head tilted just to the left?
Same phase of the moon and everything.
Yes. Baseball stats are
I know, dude.
Are so amazing. So amazing.
But again, you lose your six back, you're shut out, all the vibes are gone, you lose two straight.
Sure.
Instead, you win and you keep everybody feeling something, at least for another day.
So define something.
I don't know. Because we talk about it off air. Like, what could happen here is they could pick up, you know, four of the next five or five of the next six. They could get within three, our magic number of three.
Yeah.
And then they could be setting us up to lose to Baltimore, Kansas City, Baltimore, and be right back where they are. But for now,
that's why I say the one thing that you can hang your hat on, whether or not they make this the ultimate, hey, end of the season, come from behind, make a wild card bid moment or not. The one thing you can hang your hat on is the young guys that they promised not to block have blossomed. Now, is it the blossoming of Spencer Torkelson at the end of last year, and they don't know that it's necessarily reliable, true, it's a foundation going into next year? That's a question that we'd like to answer. I think we'd say yes, but that's from a fan's perspective. But from the analytics perspective, I don't know how Scott Harris is going to view this, but we believe there's a foundation. Now go add to it.
Well, and it's why you do both, right? It's why you do both, because if it is a little Torkelson-esque...
Oh, I forgot. The light bulb went on for both of us, Tom.
How was the party with that? Yeah, you were partying with him, right?
Yeah, that's why you were out, right? You were at the signing of the new contract for Chapman.
I did see he got paid 6 years, 55 million bucks?
Wow. Leads, and I saw all the stats. Leads his team in home runs and RBIs and average.
Plays great defense.
Yeah.
Was he available this offseason? Anybody know?
Listen, see...
Can't believe I forgot about that. Then the light bulb, I actually saw it above your head, Tom. And it's not the bald head. I saw the light bulb.
All right. So it kind of goes right to what I want to ask you. If Jason Benetti says, we'll take that on September 29th, I think is the last, and they finish one game out, what's going to be your reaction?
Well, it's a little different than the Red Wings in the sense that the Wings blew it, whereas the Tigers are trying to make up the ground. And if they fall just short, but it's through the young players that are foundational, it's different than the Red Wings. I would feel different.
Really?
It would be more like the Lions. I didn't like the Lions comparison to the Wings. The Lions won 6 of the last 8, fell just short. If the Tigers win 65% of their games the rest of the final month and a half of the season, that's the same. The Wings were squandering games left and right to close the year, and then I've got Ken Daniels, who I respect a lot. I grew up listening to his voice tell me, we'll take that. We'll take missing the playoffs again. It didn't sit well with me.
That goes against, though, the belief of you are what your record is, because the bottom line's the bottom line.
Well, were the Lions what their record was? No, I think we all saw it. Now, here's the key to John's question, is this Torkelson-like, where he was great at the end of last year and it didn't carry over? It's why you do both. You bolster the team. You don't just rest on the young players. You say, we need another guy or two just in case someone gets hurt, someone struggles, someone goes down to AAA.
And you have the ability to protect them in the lineup.
Right, all of those things.
And continue to assist them.
Right. All right, we have picks coming up at 6:35. Lions tickets to give away in the 7 o'clock hour for Sunday night. What's going on?
Oh, man.
What are you doing?
We just ruined your day.
Hook, line, and sinker with you.
I know. You can wind me up. You go, hey, did you see the...
Trigger words, Chapman.
Yeah.
Let's get to Heather in the news.
The 14-year-old Georgia high school shooter, Colt Gray, has been charged with 4 counts of felony murder. Not surprising. We knew this was going to happen. The teen surrendered to school resource officers at the scene of the massacre on Wednesday morning. He was taken to the Regional Youth Detention Center in Gainesville. Additional charges are expected. He is going to be tried as an adult and is scheduled to appear in court this morning. Now, you may not have heard this. His father, Colin Gray, has also been charged in connection to the rampage. We saw this coming, right? He was arrested on Thursday. He was charged with 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter, 2 counts of second degree murder, and 8 counts of cruelty to children. The father, basically knowingly, the sources are saying that he bought this gun for his son as a Christmas gift just several months after they were investigated by the FBI because his son had supposedly made posts about shooting up another school on a social media site. There's lots to unfold. The investigation is still ongoing.
I know you said this, but how old was this kid?
14.
I'm sorry. Buying your 14-year-old a gun is... I just can't imagine that. You can have guns and let them shoot, supervised, but to say this is yours, you say it's yours when I'm dead, I'm going to leave it to you in the will, but there's a big difference.
Yeah. So more of this will unfold in the days ahead. A Michigan newlywed couple has been charged in connection to the death of one of their groomsmen. So police say that on August 30th, the victim had just stood up in the couple's wedding, right? Said, watch them say I do. Glorious day. But then after the vows, some sort of argument went on between the newlywed and this groomsman. And then that same evening, the newlyweds decided, you know what? We're going to run him over with our vehicle. And that's basically what they did. They drove at, he was walking, drove at him at a high rate of speed in an SUV. And
bum, bum.
Yes. So the husband was behind the wheel. He was charged with second degree murder. And his wife was charged with accessory after the fact to a felony.
Wow.
What was that argument about? Well, we may never know.
Yeah, she should have been mine.
Mate?
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Or a maybe, fight over the bride?
I don't know. Again, wild speculation.
We never know. Could be. This next story is also horrendous. I feel like I'm leading off with really bad stories. Did you hear about this Ugandan Olympic athlete who was killed by her boyfriend?
No.
She recently competed in the Paris Olympics. She's a marathon runner, long distance runner. She died after 80% of her body was burned in an attack by her boyfriend. So basically, they were fighting, it sounds like, over land. She had bought a piece of property where she wanted to build a home that was closer to like the athletic training centers.
Yeah.
And he apparently didn't want her to move there or didn't want to move there at all. And that's what started the argument. He went and bought some gasoline, poured it on her, and basically set her on fire.
And next time, just break up.
It's awful. 33 years old. Yep. Yeah. Not so awful. Somebody in Michigan could be $1 million richer after winning the Powerball ticket that was sold at a Metro Detroit gas station. So if you bought a ticket recently, go home and check. On Wednesday, $1 million winning Powerball ticket was sold from MD Westland LLC. I'm not sure if that's the name of the gas station or not. But anyway, go check it out. You could be a millionaire if you're going to keep playing. The jackpot now stands at an estimated $112 million. The next drawing is Saturday night.
What the other one, the Mega Millions.
What is that? Is that one up there too?
I saw the billboard. Yeah, it's like 700 and it's 700 plus million.
So it's time to start talking about it in my news. Yes, okay. Yes, it's time to start buying your tickets.
Yep.
Heather with the news. Heather with the crown. The picks are next. It's 97.1. It's that time. End of the week. Time for the Friday picks. Week two college, week one of the NFL. Settle in to the picks where Heather went 4-3 last week, sits atop the standings. Greg also 4-3, but we're not making a big deal about that. I'm a game back. Tom and John in the basement. Two games back.
The basement.
All the way down there.
One week.
A lot of work to do.
Overreaction!
Greg, why don't you start us out? What's the first game?
Boise State travels to Eugene to take on Oregon. Oregon favored by 19.5. 10 p.m. kickoff. Hope you kept your Peacock subscription from the Olympics. We'll start with Jim.
15 years since the LeGarrette Blount punch. Yeah, I'm not going to overreact to week one. I think Oregon is still one of the best teams in the country. They'll move it at will. Again, they should get an offensive lineman back, a key guard. Quack, quack, I'll take the Ducks.
So they will move it at will. The problem is they need that little blue pill because they couldn't finish.
Mm.
And the fact that Boise State is in, they want a seat at the table. They want to be that conference champion that gets into the playoffs, that gets that number 12 seed. And who knows? Maybe they're a little bit higher than that. I don't know. But I think they do enough to keep it close. I'm 41-49 for Dylan Gabriel. It's great. It's exciting. I just don't know that they're as tough as everybody thinks they are. They win this game, and I think they win it with ease, but I don't think they cover. So give me Boise State.
I'm going with John as well. I'm going with Boise State. Basically, capital of Idaho. I love potatoes. I could not pick them. And they've got
blue
a blue
turf.
Field.
Yeah, blue turf. Yes. And I know you love blue.
I do.
I feel like blue. I'm walking into a trap.
Not that much.
I feel like I'm walking into a trap on the Forest campus here. I'll take Boise State in the points.
Mm.
I think this is going to put Jim on an island, right?
Sure.
I'm taking the points here, too. It's just too many points for a respectable program, and it just... That many points opens up a backdoor cover in a game that Oregon dominates.
Yep.
Michigan State at Maryland. Terps favored by 8.5. Let's start with John.
I think Michigan State eventually will find their way, but rhythm was their enemy. They couldn't find it. Aiden Childs couldn't find it. I think they, you know, and now they're on the road. I think it's too much. Give me Maryland.
John, with the rhythm method, let's go to Heather.
I'm going with Maryland too, simply because.
Wise man once said.
Yes, indeed.
What month is it?
September.
Who's Michigan State playing?
Maryland.
Maryland.
September, Maryland. Maryland.
Yes.
September, Maryland's like the national championship.
They are. Yes. Yes. All right. It's not Howard, though.
I hate to do this, but I'm gonna take the Terrapins too. Until I see Aiden Childs play better, I just can't trust them to score many points. I mean, that 10-24 stood out like an eyesore.
This feels like, again, classic overreaction to week one.
Oh.
I'm gonna take the Spartans. I don't think week one was indicative of a Jonathan Smith program.
My man is living on an island. That actually kind of sounds nice. I think maybe we should put you on an island.
We got the cash the ticket guy here, so we better be weary of him.
Well, okay, Maryland rolls up 50 in week one. Do I think they're that good? No. Do I think State was as bad as they looked in week one? No. I'll take 8.5 points.
Texas laying 7.5 at Michigan. Game day. Big noon kickoff. Greg Palm, game of the week. Take me to your leaders. She's Heather Park.
I do like blue, but I don't like blue that much, John. I'm going with Texas. All right. Matthew McConaughey.
I'm just glad Michigan doesn't have to try to tackle Vince Young this time around. Wolverines show off their elite unit. Give me Michigan. Gov.
Yeah, this is the overreaction game because the spread moved, 3 or 4 points during the week, or at least from the open of the season. I'm taking Michigan here. I think the defense keeps it close. I think it's going to be a field goal game.
Jim.
Oh, boy.
The last time.
You're so annoying.
Michigan was a home dog
of
more than.
So annoying.
Yeehaw, John. The last time Michigan was a dog of more than a touchdown at home, Ohio State 2019. It got ugly. Texas went into Bama last year, won by double digits. Horns up. Hook 'em.
Wasn't that Don Brown's last game?
They got a new DC that blitzes a lot, don't they? Some say reminds them of.
In one game sample. Yes.
I believe they were an 8.5 point favorite against the Ohio State in 21 when they upset.
Yes.
Vespa? Mm-hmm. Let's go to John Jansen.
All right. I talked about the rhythm method for Michigan State. I have the same concern about Michigan. Offensive line has to play better. Wide receivers have to play better. Running backs have to play better. Quarterback has to play better. Defensive coordinator has to call better. Those are a lot of things that have to be better. And I think they will. I don't know that the margins are what I'd like them to be. Give me Texas.
Wow.
That's all the,
I'm a little shocked.
Wait, what? You just...
Yeah, I'm not going to wear your stupid hat.
You want to borrow the cowboy hat?
Yeah, you want me to wipe with it?
Yes, thank you. Because radio is a visual medium, as we all know. Yes. We go to the National.
I can make it sound that way.
Pause. Football League. Not South Philly, but South America. Eagles favored by 2.5 points against the Packers overseas in Brazil. Jalen Hurts is on my fantasy team. Nobody cares. Eagles. Gov.
He's on my team, too. And they're traveling overseas to Brazil. Come on.
There it is.
And we still don't care.
You know what? Yes. I think the Eagles are going to pound the ball tonight. They're going to execute the read option with Saquon and Hurts a little bit.
And they're going
open up the passing game against that.
Black on black on
against
black.
That Packer defense. Their secondary is good. I got the Eagles.
Someone say fantasy? Yeah, Saquon Barkley. I'll take the Eagles.
I'm taking the Eagles as well. The Packers, there's so many things that are stacked against them. One, I know they're both playing in Brazil, but the Eagles are playing with the chip on their shoulder because of what happened last year, because of all of the things that happened. They fell apart at the end of the year. They can't possibly do it without Jason Kelce. I just think the Eagles have too much on both sides of the ball. I'll take the Eagles.
Eagles.
Fly, Eagles, fly. Mm-hmm.
Clean sweep for the Eagles. Bears hosting the Titans. Bears favored by 4.5. Gov.
I think this might be the toughest game on the board because you got a rookie quarterback. You got a second-year quarterback. The Titans are a tough team to figure out, and I got a feeling they're going to be a little bit better than people think. Even if Hopkins is out, they got Ridley and Tyler Boyd.
Yep.
They also got L'Jarius Sneed. I'm going to go with the Titans here and take the points.
Cookies.
Yeah, that's the move here. This is a rookie quarterback. Take the points week one.
John.
Yeah, take the points week one. I think I keep seeing this stat, and I don't know if I'm remembering it correctly, but the last 13 starts by a rookie quarterback, 0 wins, 12 losses, and 1 tie.
Yep.
And I'm looking at that going, you know what? Will Levis, I think, is going to be sneaky okay this year. He was a guy that I did like coming out. I'm surprised that he made it to the second round, but I like his progression. I like what he does. It has to be laid out for him, and now finally, after a year of experience, it is. Give me the Titans.
I'm excited for the rookie quarterback. Let's go for the Bears.
Mm.
And Heather likes going up north, and when she goes up north, she's afraid of Bears.
Yes.
No, I'm excited for them. I'm not afraid of them.
Did you pick him because he paints his nails? Caleb Williams?
Bedazzles his phone.
No, but that's exciting as well. He bedazzles his phone?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, bedazzled. And you're a cat lover.
And his jeans?
And
does he bedazzle his jeans, too?
I'm sure he does.
The only thing I trust less than a jacked quarterback is a publicly hyped darling. Fade the public. Titans.
Mm.
Aaron Rodgers and the Jets open the season on Monday Night Football, take two. They are 4.5-point underdogs at the Niners, Jim.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. I will take him in this spot.
I will as well. I think Trent Williams coming in, he's really good. But you got to play football to be in football shape. Brandon Ayuk, the whole thing with Pearsall, I think there's just too much. And the Niners, no, just give me the Jets.
I'm going for the Niners because Aaron Rodgers is weird and I'm not a fan.
You know what? I almost made a pick simply because of that, and I don't want him to win.
I don't either.
Oh, don't worry, Heath. Surely this will be the year Aaron Rodgers goes back to the Bay Area and gets a win against San Francisco. Niners.
Exactly, Greg. This is his house of horrors. And I got to see it before I believe it that this thing's going to work with him.
Yeah.
And they're going to be better, obviously, that he's playing, but I'll take the Niners here.
Sunday night, Lions host the Rams as a 3.5-point favorite, John Jansen.
We just learned Darius Williams is out for the first 4 games. Doesn't matter the other three. He's out for this one. Alaric Jackson, local hero here, is out, suspended. Havenstein, their other tackle, is questionable with an ankle. I think there's too many injuries. I do think with those receivers, Kupp and Nacua, and this, you know, famed rookie that was drafted, the 7th round? They're going to be able to put up some yards. They'll put up some points, but not enough. Give me the Lions.
Jared Goff. Jared Goff. Jared Goff. Jared Goff. Give me the Lions.
I know that everybody in this room is high on the Lions this year. I will take the pressure off of everybody. I will save the graphic. I will take the Rams. Goff.
I like the Lions here because this is their first game, the Rams defense, in a long time playing without Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned the other people that are out. I think the Lions are going to be able to score pretty easy in this game. It wasn't so easy last year in the playoff game. And they'll just outscore the Rams, and they'll cover.
I see you, Tom. I see you, Heather. I see you, John. And I'm with you. We got a hungry team. There's no hangover. This is a hungry football team. And we can all say it. All the way. Let's go. Lions in the spot week one. Thump a Rams team that's beat up on the offensive line. They got a terrible linebacker room. Big day for Sam Laporta and company.
Only one person here on an island.
That's what he said. He took the burden away.
Yeah. Okay.
He usually does good in this.
All right. Those are the picks. It's 97-1. Talk about great games. Talk about a great place to watch them. Dive into the best pool in history with Stadium Swim. It's located at Circa Resort and Casino, where you can catch the biggest games, all the big games, and a viewing experience that's built for sports fans. It really is a sports fan's paradise. We were out there a couple weeks ago getting ready for the NFL season. You can chill in one of the 6 pools, 3 different levels, always a perfect view of a massive 40-foot tall high-definition screen. It's Stadium Swim, America's favorite place to watch all the games, with the swim-up bars, Insta-ready selfie walls, and a nonstop party. You find your spot. They've got the cozy day beds, private cabanas, lounge at the center of the action, but most importantly, Reserve your spot today. It's 365 days of sports poolside. Make your plans. It's located at Circa Resort and Casino, downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street. Stadium swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today, CircaLasVegas.com. Did I black out? Did you pick Texas?
I did.
Anybody else surprised by that?
Yeah, that's a real canary in a coal mine situation for Michigan.
If John's picking against you, uh-oh.
So, as I was making my picks, obviously I leave that one till last, and I'm a wreck emotionally. And you know, when you're making picks, you can't make emotional picks. So I'm trying to remove my emotions, but then I can't tell if did I make that pick because of I'm trying to go reverse psychology. Like if I pick against them, surely they'll win, right? I mean, so it's here's the issue that I have with Michigan football. The more I watch that film, there are a lot of things that can be corrected. Everything can be corrected. There was nothing up there where I saw, well, they just got out physicaled or athleticed. If athletic, is that a word?
Out, yeah, sure.
Yeah, out athlete.
Athleted.
Yeah. Anyway, the things up front in terms of communication, can they be fixed? Sure. Watch film and communicate with your neighbor. Be a good neighbor. That's all you got to do as an offensive lineman. Be a good neighbor. But I just don't know that they can get the train on the tracks the way it needs to be to beat Texas. Now, what gave me pause was the 7.5. Last week, if you had bet this, it was, what, 3.5? Three?
Yeah, a four maybe even. But the movement, they're super public. It's why, like, we can't opt out of the pick, but you don't have to bet money on this game. You're not getting a good number if you're betting Texas.
No, but I also have to, you know, especially now that I'm 2-5 after last week, and two people here were 4-3, Heather being one of them. And by the way, on Twitch, it says, Heather's leading. She should just do the show by herself. I'm out. But yeah, I think there's a lot of Michigan fans right now that are holding their breath because so much needs to improve. Will they make the decision to go with Khalil Mullings as RB1? Going into the season, it was clear. Donovan Edwards, he's on the cover of the video game. All of these things point to Donovan Edwards, but you've got to be able to make those changes. Will Sherrone Moore, Kirk Campbell, this offensive staff make that tough decision and say, you know what, hey, I'm sorry, but this gives us the best chance to win. Will the offensive line play better? Will you get better play out of your receivers? Young receivers that didn't identify blitzes that needed to turn their head just a little bit quicker to get a ball that they should have known was coming out earlier.
Yeah.
All of those things. Now, defensively, and again, I know we're going to break this down a little bit later.
You're good. We just picked it.
Defensively, I really believe Wink Martindale viewed this game as an NFL preseason game. And he was testing all of his guys. Now, in previous years, you could test them for the first six games of the year and allow them to make mistakes, knowing you were still going to win the game. I don't think there was anybody that looked at that game, even though it was in one score in the fourth quarter, that said Michigan was going to lose. I never felt that. There's been other games where I'm like, oh my goodness, we might lose. I never felt like we were going to lose that game against Fresno State. And I think Wink felt that as well. He was testing every single guy in different positions and in different situations because he had to learn about them in one game as to what they can and cannot do against Texas. Now he knows that, and he's going to call a different game. He's still going to be aggressive.
I was going to say, I don't buy it. I think he is
still
who he is.
Still going to be aggressive, but I don't think he's going to blitz at a pace of nearly 60%.
I mean, in the NFL, he was blitzing damn near 50%. I mean, I do think it will be a heavy dose of blitz, and yeah. I think that's just who he is. Now, what scares me about it is, you got the ability to get big TFLs, sacks, forced turnovers. You also take your strength, your defense, and you make yourself susceptible to explosive plays. You almost help them move the ball down the field, which is the last thing you want to do.
Well, and here's the other thing. When you look at the Texas defense, not the same defense. They did go to the transfer portal. They got some reinforcements. It's not the same defense as last year in terms of the dominance up front.
True.
And so, last week against Colorado State, they did give up a 100-yard rusher. They gave up 3.7 yards per carry, which is, it's not bad. But I do think there is a place for Michigan to, again, it goes back to, will they make the decision to go with Khalil Mullings early? Will they go with the decision to get the ball in Donovan Edwards' hands by not handing him the ball? By putting him as a receiver, by throwing it to him out of the backfield, by creating those matchups where he is one-on-one with the linebacker. I like those matchups. Mm-hmm. I like that ability. I just don't like him handing the ball to him on first and second down.
Texter says, John, you're not slick. We know you're pulling a reverse jinx by picking Texas. It's Mike in Williamston.
It's the blue wall. I'm a homer no matter what.
No matter what you do.
No matter what I do.
No, I was surprised. I really thought all week you'd say, that's too many points. Michigan will hang tough. They'll keep it close. Texas, I mentioned it in the picks. What they did last year in Tuscaloosa against Nick Saban. No disrespect to Sharon Moore. He's not Nick Saban. No disrespect to the Big House. Bryant Denny at night's a different environment. That showed me a lot. Ewers as a quarterback, whether you think he's a bona fide NFL stud or not, that was a big game for him. He's got his offensive line in front of him, which means he can deal with some of Michigan's defensive pressure because they are going to bring it even with just the front four. They can get into you. I think Ewers with a little bit of time, not afraid of the moment, not afraid of the stage, having done it before, I think that was ultimately something that I felt confident in.
And here's the other thing. Is the coaching staff going to be able to pull the trigger on Khalil Mullings?
Yeah. You seem to be very fixated on that, and I think you're right.
I think it's a big deal.
I think it's a huge deal.
You can't just go into this game and say, well, let's give them another chance in the first quarter, and then all of a sudden it doesn't work, and you're trying to catch up after that. You've got to make that decision now.
Michigan ball control, right? Tough yardage. Keep Ewers on the sideline. Keep your crowd in the game. Yeah. Keep the physicality on your side.
Time of possession is a very important stat in this game. Field position will be a very important stat in this game. Possessions. Can the defense give you more bites at the apple? Can they get some turnovers? Quinn Ewers in big games will throw you the ball. Can you win with four up front, drop seven, make it difficult for him to find that, you know, the stud class of receivers that he has? But here's the other question I have. Kirk Campbell's calling the offense. Last couple of years, we've been very confident that Sharon Moore is good at calling in game. Last year as head coach, good game day coach. He's not calling the offense anymore. At some point, if he doesn't like how it's going, does he step in and help Kirk Campbell call the offense? I'm not calling for that.
But it's a question.
But it's a question.
We have two epic football games locally this weekend. You've got noon kick, all of college football watching Michigan, Texas, top 10 matchup. We have Sunday night football. Lions, Rams, a Super Bowl caliber season gets underway at Ford Field. We're going to give away tickets to that game Sunday night in the 7 o'clock hour. Give you details on that next. Plus, we do want to start talking about the Lions. You can call in about either matchup, but we do want to start talking about the Lions and the Rams. That's next. It's 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.